Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome Brookings City Manager Paul Brazino. Paul, good to see you once again.
Nice to see you too.
It's supposed to be summer, but it's been more like spring continuing, a wet one.
I know everyone at the pool is waiting for a nice, dry, warm day so that we can open it up and enjoy the weather at the pool.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the things that we have within our organization, within the park system, is highly dependent on the weather. Golf, for example, sometimes we don't open it up till later on in the year. Revenues are constantly reflected in there. Still have ongoing expenses because of the maintenance of the facility. Pool's another great example. You know, a couple months out of the year, we have that thing open, but at the same time, we're going to constantly have operating and maintenance expenses, regardless of whether it's open or not.
I didn't even consider that. I'm sure Edgebrook revenues are down a bit this spring. They almost have to be, don't they?
They are, but for the most part, we're seeing a lot more annual membership. Staff has been working really hard, as have the Gary out there, in making a more playable facility out there. So we've done a lot of tile work, a lot of capital improvements out there over the years to really improve the overall game out there.
I was going to say, despite the wet weather we've had, it looks like it's very playable.
Yeah. You know, I don't play golf. I'm always too busy in City Hall trying to take care of work. But those people that I do talk to that play out there say it's looking phenomenal. And so hats off to the staff and for everyone for working out there.
We'll continue on that subject, sort of. That is drainage. And the Windermere study is complete and has been presented, and now it's on to doing some work.
That's right. City Council heard the Windermere study here a couple weeks ago at the City Council meeting. That item is actually out there on the website if anyone's interested. What council proposed, or what city staff proposed to council and council did approve, was a recommendation of adding a detention retention pond in Moriarty Park, while ensuring that we're not hurting any of the amenities over there, as well as offering a retention-detention pond there to take some of that first water that comes through that area to kind of slow it down, make sure that it's slowly letting that water out through the entire neighborhood as it should. What we found is that some of the issue that we had predominantly was that the water was coming through there too fast. And so there's some engineering opportunities we have to mitigate some of that first wash, if you will.
In those big rain
exactly.
events, yeah.
Exactly. So that'll be going forward. We are currently engineering it. We hope to potentially start turning ground either this fall or early next spring. That's looking at about a $475,000 project just for the construction. We do have engineering. We also plan to work with the homeowners within that area as well to make improvements to the site. Once again, that'll not only improve the Windermere area, but also the Moriarty area as well, those folks off 17th Street and those a little bit further down south.
And then you don't want to also give the problem to someone else. And when you have a retention pond, hopefully that will alleviate that as well.
That's correct. You know, a lot of what we're doing nowadays is taking care of new development, but we also have to take a look at retrofitting existing neighborhoods and areas. What we're going to be doing here probably later this fall is embarking on a new stormwater master plan, and there'll be plenty of opportunity for public input throughout that process as well.
Because that's been, what, about a decade since that was done?
Yes, yes.
You set new priorities every few years, but...
That's correct. In fact, staff just brought forward the priority list. Mm-hmm. The last time we brought it forward was 2016. We've accomplished a number of those projects throughout the community. We brought forward a new list that'll take us for the next 2 to 3 years. One of those projects, of course, Moriarty Heights. Windermere project that we just talked about, but also a number of projects throughout the community to help mitigate some of that water.
New Park and Rec Director on staff.
That's correct. Dusty just started with us 3 days ago. Dusty Roderick comes from Watertown, been up there in private industry for a couple of years. Prior to that, he was the Park and Recs Director in Mitchell, South Dakota for about 6 years, and before that, he came from Kearney, Nebraska.
You know that area.
That's right.
He must be excited to become a Park and Rec Director in Brookings with so much parkland.
He is, you know, and one of the things that he told us through his interview process is that, and same thing I heard through my interview process, is that Brookings is the place to be, that we do it right here, that truly we fund our parks appropriately, and it is the highest paid or highest funded department across our entire organization. And that speaks to the quality of life that we have here in Brookings and what our expectations are. You know, a lot of times when you talk to people who live here or who come to this community, oftentimes we'll hear three different things. You know, it's the quality of life. That's our parks, our amenities, all of us working together. The safety, how people feel here. But more importantly, the welcomingness that people have as citizens and as people come to this community. So it all works together. And Dusty recognized that very early on. Working in Mitchell, he'd always said, you know, we always compared ourselves to Brookings, the things that we were doing here. So he's happy to be a part of this organization. We're happy to have him here as well.
The one I really appreciate is Dakota Nature Park. And you just don't have something like that in very many South Dakota cities.
That's correct. And you know, it's truly an asset to our organization. We talked a little bit about the number of parks. The city of Brookings, we have about 50 acres per one employee that we have here within this organization, or within the park system. Most cities across the nation have about 10 acres per employee. So we have about 4 to 5 times more acres of parkland here within this community, which is great. It just means we have to operate and maintain them.
That much more work. City Council recently had a retreat, of course, that you took part in and kind of set the priorities for the coming year.
That's correct. We had a 2-day planning session with the City Council and city staff as well. A great opportunity to sit down and reset and make sure that we're all on the same page. We started off with the discussion with a strong town video and an understanding, a different way of thinking when it comes to anything from investments to our improvements within our facilities, assuring that we're investing our funds appropriately into our operations, to our facilities, looking back at what we're doing today, assuring that we're accomplishing the operations that our community wants today, but also assuring that we're always keeping an eye to the future while understanding the total impact to our bottom line, kind of money in, money out. We constantly need to reflect and understand day in, day out, what are some of these things costing us? Are they still important to our community, to our city council? And what can we do to accomplish the future goals of our community, our city council? And what strategic things can we do today? Great example. We started off with just reflecting 10, 15 years ago. Where were we as an organization? Where are we today? With the understanding that we only have 10 to 15 years worth of land left in our community. So how will we grow based on what we've who we are today, how we'll be able to accomplish everything that this community wants and this council desires based on the revenues that we have today, therefore not having to increase taxes as much as possible, living within our means, if you will. So making strategic investments, understanding when we do add a new facility, new operations, what that means to us as far as maintenance expense, and assuring that we're putting money aside to fund those programs in the future.
It's always valuable, it would seem to me, to look and make sure you're doing things as efficiently as you can.
That's correct. And of course, all of the department heads presented to the city council. They did a wonderful job. In fact, starting, I believe, the end of this month, or I'm sorry, in July, we'll start presenting one department every month to the city council as well as the public so they can understand the current opportunities and priorities of the council, the department, and where we look to be moving forward to the future, because it's imperative that our citizens understand that as well.
Sure. And the same day as that last day of the retreat, the council voted to go on a nationwide search for a new city clerk, and that's well underway, right? Really more regional search, but spreading out to like the national organizations as well.
That's correct. It is advertising national city clerk association, but also regionally with all the League of Municipalities, not only in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and surrounding states. That position opened up here at the beginning of June, and it will close at the first week of July. That truly is an appointment of the city council, and therefore it's imperative that the city council had a voice in the process and gave us direction as far as what they would like to see in the process. And so that will be a process that the city council will vet a lot of those applications coming forward.
And having been there, they thoroughly discussed the duties and the role of the city clerk. I can vouch for that.
That's correct.
About an hour's worth.
And you know, the city clerk role is a vital role within the organization. Most people don't quite understand
right.
What that city clerk position does. And truly, that's kind of the point of contact, not only for the city council, but also for a lot of the public as well. That person is responsible for almost the governance process, you know, setting together the agenda, the ordinances, the resolutions, working with all the committees.
Almost the city record keeper as well.
That's correct. They are in charge of the city records. So
elections.
It is a very, very important job. Therefore, it's imperative we get someone with some understanding, some background in all of those endeavors, but at the same time, someone that the city council truly desires for that city clerk position.
couple other things quick. I know people are interested in 22nd, and despite the weather, it's pretty close to being on track, right?
That's correct. I think last time I checked, we're about just 7 days behind track.
Which isn't bad.
No. So we're looking end of, I believe, October, early November for the completion of that project. I encourage people to check out our Facebook, our website, and we constantly have updates on there. Jackie does a phenomenal job. So does our consultant working with the various businesses along the site. Strongly encourage residents to continue to use those businesses. They are open.
Yes, we are.
But once again, check out our Facebook page or our website for our updates that we constantly have coming out weekly.
And this is kind of a neat idea. If you have excess grass clippings, you can take them to the gardens.
That's right. Here in about a week or so, we will be opening up a site there at the community gardens just north of the bypass for residents to dump grass free of charge. Right now, you can do so at the landfill, but unfortunately, the landfill hours close at around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, so it makes it kind of tough. Get home. Of course, wait till after it rains, mow. So we are offering a site out there right now. It's just going to be a roll-off, I believe a 10-cubic-yard roll-off for residents to go ahead and go out there pretty much 24/7 to dump the grass free of charge. We do hope in the very near future to also have compost available out there for residents to grab for the gardens, because my assumption is with all the rain here lately, a lot of people haven't put their gardens in.
Yeah, it's been delayed for sure. And I can speak personally, grass clippings make great mulch, especially for tomato plants. So keep that blight away.
That's correct. And of course, the grass clippings that we do attain there at the gardens or as well at the landfill, we do compost. And so at the end of the day, we'll just be returning it to the same site for people to utilize.
Very good. Paul Berzino, Brookings City Manager, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.